Hi, it's Mac once again, and another review of the iOS update, iOS 6. And I have to say that I am very disappointed with it. This morning, I have been doing several things with it while I've been wandering around the car boot, and it's, some of the things that's happening is just bizarre, to be honest. At one point, I touched the screen trying to play an album. It wouldn't highlight the album and jump to play. It was stuck on the music was already playing. And I tried to get out of that and I hit the screen again. I can't remember what I hit, but then my screen just inflated. The icons jumped right up in size, way up until probably only about less than half the screen was showing. And I had to basically reboot the Mac. I had to reboot the iPhone to get things to reset. I couldn't get it to reset any other way. Apart from that, there was a few other wee foibles. I'm trying to remember exactly what happened before that particular case with the music. Oh yes, with Audio Boo as well. I have almost started recorded over existing recordings. In other words, I have exited the app, which should have saved the recording as draft. And so when I open back up, I should go, if I want to go to record, you have the green button, as it were, and you hit that, and then you would be presented with the red record button. And that should be an empty screen or an empty recording. And I actually did start to record over one that was 10 minutes long. And I noticed that on the end of the timeline it showed 10 minutes, and I thought, that's not right, so I hit pause immediately. I hadn't actually recorded anything, voices over it. And that happened twice, and now I'm getting paranoid that when I open up to record, I'm actually double-checking that I am not recording over an existing recording. And that just shouldn't happen. And, okay, I think Jed Strother has accepted on Audio Boo that there are issues with Audio Boo with the iOS 6. But I'm just wondering if iOS itself is messing up some things as well. So overall, regarding the workings, there are a lot of issues that's coming out now. And I really should blame myself. I'm guilty because I'm not one for taking things up immediately. I tend to wait and wait, see what the feedback is, and I do not know why this time I happily updated on the 19th, and on the 20th I updated my iPad. I do not know why I did that, because I am not guilty of doing that. I tend to wait at least a week or two and look for feedback, listen for feedback, and so I've only myself to blame for doing this, because there are obviously issues going on somewhere. Okay, positive notes. Very impressed with iPhoto, impressed with the updates to iMovie and to the music app. And what else? Oh yes, the availability now to cross-post to various other programs and apps. That's really handy. You get quite a big page or window opening up now with, I can't remember all that's on it, but instead of the one or two Facebook and Twitter, it opens up to quite a number of ways of posting or forwarding stuff that you've already got. So I'm really happy with that. That's very nice. And what else was there that impressed me and that I was happy with? I can't remember. Funny how the negative aspects of things tend to take front stage. But anyway, I'll do another review on the update later on, because I have to double check, as per request of Bernie Goldbach, at Top Gold who asked me to see if things were going awry on my iPad as well as my iPhone. And I have noticed anything yet on the iPad, but then again, I tend to be 95% on the iPhone during the day, and the iPad only comes out in my lap. Well, not only, but predominantly in my lap in the evenings when I'm sitting in the big chair, or first thing in the morning at the computer. So I really haven't, and I have used it a lot, so I honestly haven't noticed anything wrong with the iPad so far. So a quick review on what's going on. Definitely gremlins in the workings here. Don't feed them after midnight, and don't water them.